Good morning, dear Aurovillians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to everyone else. Today is Monday, 28th of November, and hazy morning here on 21 degrees Celsius. Today we can expect nice with sun and areas of high clouds with increasing cloudiness over the night. Temperatures from low of 20 to high of 31 with heat index on 33 degrees Celsius. Winds from northeast at 6 km per hour with occasional gusts on 13 km per hour. Moon is waning crescent, visible on 2%, and tomorrow is new moon in Sagittarius. November's new moon is going to be sending waves of energy that will allow us to see things from a higher perspective and will open our awareness to new realms and new ways of thinking. Sagittarius energy is electric, positive, and most importantly open-minded, and all of this energy is going to be an offer to us if we tune into it. The Sagittarius new moon is also going to trigger a cycle of awakening. In many ways, we are going to feel reborn and replenished after a long and hard year of cleaning out the metaphorical closets. Anyhow, tomorrow, Tuesday, 29th of November at 4:30 p.m. at Unity Pavilion, we are invited to a general meeting to interact with the working committee. But Resident Assembly Services informs us that the interim TDC presentation general meeting is postponed until Tuesday, 6th of December. So that general meeting with the topic of interim TDDC presentation on the project eventually coming up in the near future will be meeting about various projects. An interim TDC will present the basic project information and project parameters as given in the site or building application. And this meeting is meant as a first step to invite the community to an informed participative process. It will be structured in a basic presentation of the various projects and an open discussion on available and possible next steps. On Friday 9th at 4 p.m. at Unity Pavilion, we are invited for a general meeting on appeal process followed by online resident assembly decision making. The major change is that Housing Board's decision have to be reviewed first by the FMC as it relates to Oroville's assets, and then the FMC decision on the concerned issue will be appealable. The appeal process will be reviewed after 1 year. The Working Committee and the Oroville Council have discussed the best way for the community to evaluate how Oroville can be protected from development in contradiction to the Oroville Master Plan. So the Working Committee, the Oroville Council and the TDC invite all members of the Residents' Assembly interested in land protection to join a series of workshops in order to get updated on the latest progress made, debate and decide on the need for legal protection for Oroville land, and elaborate the way forward. The workshop will take place at Unity Pavilion on Saturday 10th of December, Sunday 11th, and Saturday January 7th, all 3 days between 9 a.m. to 12:30. The Secretary and Undersecretary of Oroville Foundation will be invited to attend these workshops, but you need to register. Also, Create Oroville Together, or CAT, is going on. Let us see where we are in touch with our inspiration and feel the resonance, the heartbeat of unity, diversity in action. So they invite individuals, initiatives, projects and groups to contact them and offer to share their knowledge and experience from the inspirational spaces. So the next CAT 3 will be on Thursday, 8th of December on the Oroville Charter. Tomorrow at Bhavi Shyate Sri Aurobindo Center of Studies in Bharat Nivas Pavilion of India, Pearl International Zone, India, Past, Present and Future Challenges. And this upcoming session tomorrow between 5 to 6:30 p.m. will be by Leela Samsom on the subaltern history of pre and post independence. The talk will be on the story of her father, Vice Admiral B.A. Samsom, who served in the Navy during the periods of transition from the Royal Indian Navy to the Indian Navy and from World War II to the partition and beyond. Otherwise, Leela Samsom is a dancer, teacher, writer and choreographer of Bharatanatyam. She has been deeply influenced by the visionary Rukmini Devi Arandale, who founded Kalakshetra, the premier academy of art in Chennai. She is well known for her dance choreographies and books, Rukmini Devi Alive and Rhythm and Joy. Divyanshi Chang is offering at Savitri Bhavan on Thursday between 5:30 to 7 p.m. a contribution to University of Human Unity seminar on integrality in all spheres of life, with a subtitle Revitalizing The Last of Spiritual Truth and Our Life, a series of 10 interactive sessions as an introductory exploration of 10 aspects of life in the light of Sri Aurobindo and the Mother. On Friday, 2nd of December, Future School is holding an open house between 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. And they're saying that there will be food, presentations and performances, t-shirts and just a whole lot of fun. On Thursday, 1st of December, at Verity at 3 p.m., Sound Healing and Exploration with Serge. And it's titled Vocal Sound Landscape is a new approach to sound. It's a journey to the mystic of our inner sound. Serge Sarcanato is a composer and a sound engineer with the ability to recognize the unexpected. Program is open to all. All Auroville Christmas celebration is already announced on Sunday, 25th of December at Auroville Sports Resource Center and the Kids Cafe. We are inviting children and adults alike of Auroville for full day of community event. And they are saying that this requires full community input by our personal presence, gifts and kinds and funds. So we can help through the 32 Kids Cafe account 5163 or Auroville Sports Resource Center account 251610. On Friday, 2nd of December at 6:30 p.m. at Deepanam School, Drupad is offering mime performance with ACT Work Help, an exploration of mime skills by students of Peace Group, as a bonus performance by professional mime artists. On 3rd and 4th of December at Coffee Bar in Kulapalayam, we can participate in Festival of Ideas. And there will be dance, mime, acting, food, skills, photography, movie, workshops, discussions, themes, quietude, sketching, painting, more workshops, more food, poetry, disc jockey and Orville. Capoeira group Jingo Saroba is offering a series of workshops, and this Saturday, 3rd of December, between 8:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. It's a workshop focused on movements and music at Deepanam, and it's appropriate for the beginner or intermediate from 14 years old and above. At Savitri Bhavan today at 6:30 p.m. they will screen Meditations on Savitri, Book 1, Canto 4, The Secret of Knowledge, Part 2. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, tonight at 8 p.m. they will screen Indian drama, Four Colors, made in India in 2016 by writer and director Bikas Ranjan Mishra. Tomorrow we can see Italian drama, Henry IV, made in Italy in 1984 by director Marco Bellocchio. And on Wednesday, cultural documentary, Joan Baez, How Sweet is the Sound, made in USA in 2009 and directed by Jan Buckwalter and others. Sri Aurobindo we read. Consciousness is a reality inherent in existence. It is there even when it is not active on the surface, but silent and immobile. It is there even when it is invisible on the surface, not reacting on outward things or sensible to them, but withdrawn and either active or inactive within. It is there even when it seems to us to be quiet, absent, and the being to our view unconscious and inanimate. Thank you for listening us, and you can contact us on auroville.org.